Welcome to today's quarterly stakeholder update. Today's report covers highlights from the quarter ending March 21st, and myself and Shireen will also talk about the latest development on some work we do. On May 14, there will be a webinar where you can ask questions on this report. In today's update, I'm going to talk about the draft FY19 operation plan and budget and what happens next, and the latest update on the General Data Protection Rules Regulation, GDPR, which ICANN has been preparing now for a while. But let's start with a recap of ICANN's fiscal year 18 third quarter financials. Based on the 9 months of financial, our funding continues to be below budget, consistently with our previous forecast. Our careful management of expenses, which are also significantly below budget, allows us to show a small net excess. We expect these trends to continue through the end of our fiscal year in June. About next year, we expect next year's funding to be very close to this year's funding. We've been working hard to prepare the final proposed operation plan, operating plan and budget. Thank you for your input into the public comment process. We received around 165 comments, which is more than we ever had. There were some clear themes in the comments received, such as the fellowship program, the crop mechanism, and the ICANN wiki and others. We posted a staff report to the public comments, and I encourage you to read it. We heard you and are working hard to address your comments and feedback. Here is what happens next. In a few weeks, we will publish a final proposed FY19 operating plan and budget on our website, including any changes based on your comments. This is so you can see exactly what package is sent to the board for adoption at the end of May. It is 6 full documents, so you can see every detail. Stay tuned for that in the next few weeks. One thing we talked about at ICANN 61 is the number of reviews planned in FY19 and what it means for resources and volunteer time. And if the community decides to delay some of those reviews, it could free up more resources for FY19. I know this is not the easiest thing to do, but I think it's the right thing to consider. Or rather, you are the ones who thought that was a wise thing to do and consider. So I made a promise in San Juan to, based on your comments, to make a proposal, which I'm now doing to the community. The public comment process right now, so please share your thoughts. Now, just to talk a little bit about the GDPR development, because there's been a lot of preparation and discussion on this. As you know, this takes effect on May 25 in just a couple of weeks. There's been a lot of activity lately. Partly it relates to the org's coordination of the WHOWI services. I want to update on the most recent ones. On May 3rd, the ICANN board passed a resolution to begin the pre-consultation with the Governmental Advisory Committee on its San Juan advice regarding GDPR. This step, the first one required in the board GAC consultation process, will allow the board to reconcile GAC advice that may be viewed as inconsistent with ICANN's proposed interim model for compliance with GDPR, which the board will consider adopting as a temporary specification to ICANN's registry and registrar accreditation agreements. This decision came shortly after we met with a group of contracted parties on April 27 to discuss operational and technical aspects of ICANN's proposed interim model and compliance with the GDPR. We had productive conversations during the working sessions and exploded the technical operational ramifications of implementing the interim model. It is important that local law always supersede any policies set by the community in the ICANN framework. It's also important to remember that every contracted party as a data processor are individually responsible for the data in the WHOIS according to GDPR. Also in April, we received helpful guidance from the Article 29 Working Party on several elements on our proposed interim model. However, the guidance did not include an extended timeline to implement the necessary changes to the WHOIS services. We still remain concerned that without this extension, the WHOIS will become more fragmentized. We continue to talk with the Article 29 Working Party on seeking further guidance from them as the deadline for enforcement comes closer. We agree with them that there are open questions that need to be answered. In parallel, we are refining our model based on the guidance we have received and are consulting with the ICANN board on all available steps. The ICANN board will discuss all of these issues at its Vancouver workshop this week. For those who are less familiar with GDPR and what ICANN has been doing to prepare, please also see our website where you will see the extensive work we have undertaken with the community and engagement with the DPAs. Policy. In the Country Code Name Support Organization, or the CCNSO, there were 20 resolutions adopted and 4 policy-related processes underway. In Generic Name Supporting Organization, or GNSO, there were 3 resolutions adopted and there are 9 policy development processes underway. Please see the policy update section in the report for more details. Next, I want to mention the Key Signing Key Rollover, or the KSK. The planned date to roll the key signing key is the October 11 this year. We held a public comment on this topic and drafted a plan based on community feedback that was posted early February. At the end of April, we posted a staff report with responses to comments received, and I encourage you to read that. Next, just to remind you of the Information Transparency Initiative, or ITI, officially kicked off its work in January of this year. Let me again re-emphasize that the ITI is not a website revamp. This is a project of focus of improving underlying content and technical foundation. The team has implemented the foundation of the first ever document management system, the DMS, and integrated the DMS with a new content management system. We're doing this to improve our content governance and findability of that content and to ensure that we're meeting our commitments to accountability and transparency. Because this is not a cosmetic change, we will take time to realize the benefits. The goal is to launch improved search once the project is complete in December 2019. We will, of course, share with you each step of the way. Tomorrow, as I said, I'm heading for Vancouver for the board workshop and the Global Domains Division Summit. It's a packed week, as always, with a lot of discussions, I'm sure. Now I'd like to hand over to Shireen to talk a bit more about the board activities. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joran, for the update. I can hardly believe that it's already May and that we are approaching the end of the fiscal year 2018. The next couple of months will be challenging to all of us. It is what I call crunch time. By that I mean it's a critical period when, as Joran just mentioned, decisive actions are needed on two fronts, GDPR and the FY19 budget. I would therefore like to give you a bold perspective on these two issues. Regarding GDPR, the 25th of May deadline is nearly upon us. And the board wants to thank the community for all its effort and for agreeing on many aspects of the interim model, in particular tiered access. Unfortunately, we are not where we wanted to be, as a gap still remains between the views of the Article 29 Working Party and significant parts of the ICANN community. Although we receive guidance on the submitted interim model, we believe that there is still a misunderstanding about ICANN's mission and the DNS. While ICANN.org will remain engaged in constructive dialogue with the Article 29 Working Party, the European Commission, and our community, I must caution that resolution of outstanding issues, such as an accreditation program, prior to 25th of May is increasingly unlikely. The Article 29 Working Party has indicated that guidance on accreditation will not be issued until late summer, and there is no current indication that we will secure additional time to design, develop, and implement a more robust interim solution pending community policy development. Bearing, therefore, a last-minute agreement, we must acknowledge that after 25th May, enforcement decisions will most likely be made by individual data protection authorities until we have received definitive guidance from the European Data Protection Board. As for the FY19 budget, I believe that good progress has taken place. In San Juan, I said in my opening speech that the board is cognizant of concerns around the proposed budget cuts to various community programs and request mechanisms, and that it is important for the community to weigh in on priorities. I'm glad to say and to echo Joran's words that the ICANN org is considering all public comments and that there were some clear themes such as the fellowship program, the crop request mechanism, and the ICANN wiki, amongst others. The board has heard your comments and is providing oversight to ICANN org to ensure comments are adequately considered and addressed. ICANN org is also consulting the community on a proposal for streamlining the organizational and specific reviews in FY19. We recognize that reviews are an important part of our operations. Consequently, they should not be just a resource-intensive checkbox activity, but should be effective and sensible tools to help us improve. Our collective aim, therefore, is to strike the right balance between fiscal and accountability responsibilities and ensuring our community of mostly volunteers are able to participate effectively in ICANN. Finally, I want to update you on a recently concluded public comment proceeding on a proposed uniform board member integrity screening process. In that proposal, the board suggests to the supporting organizations and advisory committees that do not currently employ a due diligence integrity screening to begin conducting due diligence on the candidates selected to serve on the ICANN board in a similar manner to the nominating committee. ICANN org staff has published the staff report highlighting the comments, and we are in the process of determining next steps. Thank you all for listening, and that concludes today's call.